This is JIS News. Coming up, government targeting social inclusive economic growth. NHD commits $173 million to complete special plan and development order for Jamaica. And Caribbean stakeholders urged to put forward strategy to deal with climate change. The news in detail after this break.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners Day on the lawns of Durban House, November 21. Come and add to knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachiquin and NHF. Financial advice from NCB, JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says equitable distribution of resources in Jamaica will only materialize when the economy begins to record socially inclusive growth. This, he explains, is growth that is not only sustained over time, but also brings into the country's economic framework those sections of the population that have been historically excluded. Dr. Phillips says one way in which this will be realized is if more local businesses and investors help entrepreneurs, particularly those in the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise sector, to access financing through sources such as venture capital options. While noting early successes recorded by the government's economic reform program, Dr. Phillips says sustained growth requires continued focus on fiscal discipline.
Sustained growth is going to require an economy and a national decision-making process that is flexible, that is adept, that is able to move at the pace of the global economy, that is able to be innovative.
The finance minister was addressing the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Jamaica's business conference under the theme Going for Growth at the Jamaica Conference Center Saturday. The National Housing Trust, NHD, has committed $173 million towards the completion of a special plan and development order for Jamaica. Chairman Easton Douglas made the announcement during a public lecture and exhibition at the agency's New Kingston corporate office recently.
If you don't have the spatial plan, you will not have a vision. And if you don't have spatial planning, you cannot have orderly and progressive development. You cannot have what is expected for the future. And it is not static. As soon as you finish a plan, it needs to be revised because things change. What we have not done over the years is to be revising our plans for the benefit of the people. And as a result, you see all over the island some ad hoc development, some undesirable development.
Mr. Douglas says the spatial plan must be regularly revised and updated to guide development. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill has called on Caribbean stakeholders to devise a strategy to address climate change. Mr. Pickersgill made the call at a recent strategy meeting and workshop for regional leaders in Kingston. The meeting was aimed at safeguarding the future of the Caribbean by ensuring that the region has a powerful voice in the international arena and that its needs and concerns will be given due consideration. Pointing out that climate change is projected to have devastating consequences on a global scale, even if there are significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, Minister Pickersgill called for the Caribbean to have a united voice against the issue. Strategies aimed at addressing the issues of greenhouse gas emissions, national policies and optimal practices, as well as to determine the terms of financial and technological support to developing countries, were discussed at the meeting. And the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, has been staging a series of disaster mitigation sensitization sessions in Hanover, targeting residents in flood-prone areas and other critical stakeholders. Addressing a special meeting of the Hanover Parish Disaster Committee, Senior Director for Mitigation Planning and Research at ODPEM, Karima Akins-Mitchell, said ODPEM has been working with the Hanover Parish Council to reach residents of vulnerable areas to educate them on disaster preparedness and mitigation measures. Mrs. Akins-Mitchell says the focus is being placed on areas such as Logwood and the West End community in Negril, which over the years have experienced challenges due to storm surges. She says players in the agricultural sector will also receive attention under a section of the plan being led by the Ministry of Agriculture through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. The aim is to prepare what is called a climate risk atlas for the Negril area. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.